It's time to let loose, talk some Michigan, and play in the playground. The Sunday Morning Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. The Ticket. At the playground.
Welcome to the Playground, Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket online, WTK.com. You know when you hear that music, it's time for the Sunday Morning Playground, the best show on this station on Sundays, starting at 10 o'clock. Matt Misser in the air chair today, Josh Zinke to my left, Tony O to my right. Across the glass is my man Jacob Babbitt. 28-10, Michigan with the victory. 4-0, boys. Isn't that something to be happy about?
Yeah.
That's something to be happy about.
And Purdue is a good team.
Yeah.
Yeah, so far, out of all, what, 130 teams, only 24 undefeated, only 16 of them with 4-0, and that you can count Michigan as one of them.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful thing. Jacob Babbitt, he was here yesterday. He had the game. Jacob, what were your thoughts on the game?
Rough start, but really strong finish.
Yeah.
Again, the Michigan's been really good in the second half all year, and they've been outscoring, outgaining. What did they hold Purdue to, like one total yard in that second half?
Yeah.
Something like that?
But Josh, you retweeted Nick Baumgartner's tweet that it was like 248-1 total yardage in the second half differential between Michigan and Purdue yesterday in the second half. And I have the big stories that I think a lot of people are going to be calling up about, and I don't have any answers to it. We'll know more about it tomorrow, is the full story on the starting quarterback in Wilton Spate. Obviously, he went out in the second quarter after getting hit real hard in that game. John O'Korn came in, finished the game up, and led Michigan to 21 unanswered points to wrap up the game, 28-10, the final. And yeah, we will we'll take your phone calls. We will in a bit. We kind of want to break this down though, because that's what we do. Also, Brandon Peters was in the game. I had no idea because I missed the second half because I was at a hockey rink last night, so I didn't get a chance to catch the second half of the game. All I kept doing was just checking my phone, like, gee, I really hope this pulls off. I hope they can get this one, and lo and behold, they did. So, let's break down the offense real quick. As Michigan, the passing game came into effect. John O'Korn throwing for 270. 18 out of 26. A touchdown and an interception. He got sacked twice. So did Wilton Spate, going 2-for-4, 10 yards of passing. And like I said, Brandon Peters, everyone's been waiting for the kid to come in. He came in, had a 4-yard pass. His only pass of the game. 284 total yards of passing in the game compared to the 159 that Purdue had. Purdue also changed up their starting quarterback. They had David Blau start out the game, but then they had, Sindelar that came in later on, and he took in relief effort back in the second quarter, right almost around the same time that Wilton got knocked out of the game as well. Sindelar, 103 yards, one touchdown pass on the game. The only touchdown that Purdue had. David Blau just could not get anything going. 5-for-13, 32 yards through the air. And then they had Jackson Anthrop, who I guess would be like your Brandon Peters, I guess, who just had a little wrap-up work. 1-for-1, 24 yards in the contest. 159 yards of passing for Purdue. There was a total of 5 sacks for Purdue, 4 on the Michigan Wolverines. Running game, Chris Evans, welcome back. 99 yards of total rushing. A net of 97, but 99 gained. Is it too early to say that Chris Evans has kind of made his way back in the discussion of possibly being a starting running back again, or is it still the Ty Isaac show, even though he had a total of 20 yards in the game yesterday? Josh?
I think it's both. I think they're going to use Higdon as well. I think it's a three-man race. I don't think they're splitting the carries. Each had at least 10. Evans had 14. Like you said, that 97 plus those two touchdowns and that 49-yard touchdown. 6.9 average, can't do bad. Even against Purdue that, well, got depleted throughout the game as they kept targeting everyone. So when that happens, you're going to be kicked out of the game, and that helps the Wolverines on the other side.
Yeah, it's typically the rule. If you target, you get kicked out of the game. Tony O?
I'd like to see more Chris Evans, personally. Mm-hmm. I thought, especially like last week in the Air Force game, he fumbled it, and after that we didn't really see him at all. But I thought he had a great game yesterday. I mean, two touchdowns. Yeah, you were saying, 7-yard average. You're not going to do much better than that in the Big Ten. So I think I would like to see them maybe play a game where he's like really kind of like has like the leading role, is kind of featured.
Jacob, your thoughts on the running back situation?
I mean, I think they got three good candidates. Evans clearly came out. He had his two touchdowns were at key junctures in the game. They were down 10-7 when his first one, when he ran it in from 10 yards out. And that 49-yarder really put the nail in the coffin yesterday. I like the balance. Again, I think they used a lot of it because, well, partially the heat from yesterday. I mean, that clearly they were shifting guys in and out, trying to combat that. But yeah, Chris Evans, I thought, had a really good game. Ty Isaac, I still think, is probably the top back in that backfield, but I don't mind seeing Chris Evans, Caron Higdon getting some carries too.
Yeah, it was blazing hot here in Ann Arbor yesterday. You're right. Oh, wait, no, West Lafayette. Yeah. Yeah, altogether, 99 yards of rushing for Chris Evans. It was nice to see him back into it. I know that there was a lot of talk, was he moving down the depth chart because of the fact that Isaac and then and last week Caron Higdon kind of moved up with their play that they had. Also, one of the big things on the running game that kind of may have shocked some people was the debut of Kareem the Dream Walker. 7 yards in the game. And
he'd been dealing with injuries going into this. Mm-hmm. I think there was a he's got past the actual academic issues, but now it's the injuries that were slowing him down the first few weeks. Dressed was out there, and obviously you saw at least get three carries. I think they're going to work him more in too, especially when they kind of second half, when you don't have to worry too much. You're just trying to go ahead and run that basic plays to kind of wind that clock. You'll see Kareem Walker in there.
Yeah, I mean, you're missing Tariq Black as well now, with him being essentially, I mean, it's not officially announced, but you can probably assume that he's probably going to be out for most of the year, if not the entire year. And really, unless Michigan, has any kind of big push going into the college football playoff, more likely they'll probably just have him sit out the rest of the year so they can still kind of redeem that, his freshman year where he can redshirt, since he hasn't played half of a season, or like first third or first quarter of a season that you're eligible for a redshirt or something like that?
It's usually the first few games, the first three games, until you get into your conference schedule. That's usually what happens.
Okay. So there's that. I mean, it was nice it's nice to see that Kareem got into the game. It's good to see that. 174 total yards, 174 gain by Michigan on the ground. And compared to the 72 gained by Purdue, Richie Worship apparently led the led the Purdue Worship. Boilermakers. Yep, Worship, 18 yards. That was the most that Purdue had. But of course, the big thing that everyone knows is that Purdue has always been that quote unquote cradle quarterback. And like I said, the cradle quarterback situation did not really work out all that well yesterday for Purdue. Receiving wise, that was kind of the big thing. I think a lot of people were kind of scratching their heads trying to figure out who's going to be taking up the slack of Tariq Black going into this week. And maybe we found a new receiver in Sean McKeon. 82 yards of receiving yards, who led the way altogether for Michigan and Purdue. So he had the game high 82 yards reception. Zach Gentry had the lone touchdown pass for Michigan, so it was nice to see that the tight end situation, that we did find someone, besides Grant Perry, besides Donovan Peoples-Jones, kind of going away. It was nice to see that the tight end situation came in. Is Sean McKeon the future for this receiving core, Tonio?
I think for the foreseeable future of this year, I think without a doubt, because, he did had a good game yesterday. He was impressive, and we obviously have. There's obviously room to fill, after we lost Drake Black. So mm-hmm. I think for right now, yeah, I'd say he's probably our best receiver. Debate like pretty close to it.
True, Jacob. Your thoughts on McKeon possibly being the future, the foreseeable future, essentially, while Tariq is recovering from his surgery.
Well, it will be nice to just have another guy that can contribute because you saw Kakoa Crawford went down. Not sure the extent of his injury. Didn't seem like it was too bad, from what guys were saying after the game in the locker room. But again, targeted 5 times, hauling it in all 5 times. That type of consistency and reliability, you can never get too much of that in the receiving core.
True. Josh?
Yeah, I like the way that when Spate went out, it just seemed like it was a lift for this team with O'Korn, and he really used those tight ends, Gentry, McKeon, and even Poggi. Poggi had that strong, catch and kind of bowled over someone. And, yeah, I think Crawford, if he can get back, he's your number one guy as far as to replace Black. And then, yeah, you're going to have to use the tight ends now. You're going to have to kind of look for those little curl routes. Or as they used them, they went down the field with Gentry and McKeon. And so it was good to see that. And I don't know if there was a different offense put in as far as between Spate and O'Korn. I would believe it's not that way. I know O'Korn has been told by people around here that, hey, you got to be ready because all it takes is one injury and you're in. And he was ready to go, obviously, because it would have been – I mean, Purdue kind of looked like it was kind of what they wanted to do with their quarterbacks,
mm-hmm.
with Blau and the other guy. But I think for Michigan, that was obviously – yeah, it wasn't playing that way. But O'Korn was definitely ready, and he went out there and – his progressions were very well, and he got the ball to the guy. And sometimes those passes were tight, but he got him in there, and I think that's what helped win that ball game.
Sunday morning playground, Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket online, WTK.com. We'll take your phone calls here in a second. Breaking down the receiving yards for the Wolverines. Said McKeon led the way, 82 yards. Gentry, 48 yards and a touchdown. Grant Perry, 39 yards on 3 receptions. Nate Shanley, 2 receptions on 29 yards. Chris Evans also had himself a couple of catches for 28 yards. Caron Higdon had that big 22-yard reception. Kakoa Crawford, as everyone we were mentioning, left the game. Don't know the extent of the injury. Had 2 receptions, 13 yards. And then a reception each for Poggi, Donovan Peoples-Jones, and Mo Ways. 11, 8, and 4, respectively, for Purdue. The leading guy, Terry Wright, with 64 yards on 4 receptions, and Bryson Hopkins had a touchdown on 3 receptions for 29 yards. 734-998-1050. It might be the situation like it was last week, Josh. All we'll say is this. Remember, it's 4-0. We're 4-0. The number 8 team in the nation won yesterday. They beat the spread that everyone was thinking, oh, Michigan can't beat, can't win handily. This was a handily won game. Mind you, it took the second half to do it. So let's think positive. I mean, there's no doubt Michigan's going to bump up in the rating, in the rankings when they come out later on today, considering Oklahoma State loss. So let's go to the phone lines right now. Let's go to Don in Sylvania. Don, welcome to the playground.
Good morning. It's hot outside.
Oh,
it's like we were playing on the surface of the sun yesterday, but... Hey, okay, so I'm going to start out a couple things. If anybody finds joy in Wilton Spaeth going down and John O'Korn coming in the way he was hurt, then don't freaking call in. Don't put stuff on Twitter.
Totally
don't
agree with you there.
Go on Engel blog. I mean, it's almost like maybe this is the time that, when Ohio State had Tim Beckman, they flipped to Terrell Pryor, and then the history was made for that team. It kind of looked like that. But, all right, so... little concern, this is now the fourth game, and it looks like the offensive line, again, is not progressing. And I think this is more on the coaches now, Coach Fry and Coach Dravnell. And I know nobody likes hearing that, but I am going to say it. Number 2 running backs coach, Jay Harbaugh. Those 3 got to get together because too many times a free linebacker is blown right up through and we were taking the wrong read to pick up the wrong blitz. And that one time when John O'Korn ducked under the blitz, and made it with his feet and hit Grant Perry. Ty Isaac made such a poor half effort block on that guy. I was so livid when I saw that. I was just, this is a fifth-year senior. Now to good, John O'Korn coming in with leadership and poise. And he was using, I think the mobility helped. I don't think Purdue was ready for a mobile quarterback. And when he was hitting the tight ends and the slot receivers, especially on the edges, that got Purdue really bad. And that showed in the last couple games that Purdue played, even against Missouri. So I think more of that's to come. I hope Kakoa Crawford's okay. We got a bye week. Watched the Michigan State game last night. We have to be able to pass down the field, and I think we'll be very successful on Michigan State if we can get a passing game going. But, guys, we got to block. Our running backs have got to block. I mean, there's too many times Wilton's getting pressured. So I'd like to have your thoughts on that. But I like the 4-0 start, and please, people, stay off social media. If you think this is getting any pleasure for Wilton getting that cheap shot that wasn't even called, that was disappointing. He was on the ground, and he took a hit to the head. So talk to you later.
Thanks, Don. Yeah, that's. I think that's the big thing, is that if anyone wants to call in, and I think you and I were talking about this as we were walking, Antonio, like, people are going to, you know, call in like, oh, I told you that, you know, that this we should have had, you know, O'Korn in. Well, Spate shouldn't be starting. Like, come on. The guy got hit. He got taken out. He left in a van. You know, he left the stadium in a van to go to a medical facility.
2 blocks away.
Well, either, it doesn't matter if it's 2 blocks away or if it's 2 miles away or if it's 200 miles away. Regardless of the fact, get off the guy. Let's move on. Congratulations. It's good to see that we're 4-0, and it's good to see that hopefully it's nothing too serious, and we'll find out more about that tomorrow with Jim Harbaugh's interview.
He's not going to update any more than it's a soft tissue injury.
So there we go with that. So it's not a concussion. That was the one big thing that they were saying that they reported during the game. It wasn't a concussion, soft tissue injury. That's about it. 734-998-1050. Wait for Jacob to kind of get this one in real quick.
Yep, he's happy over there. I can see him.
Yeah, look at that smile.
He loves these callers.
He's smiling ear to ear. Speaking of smiling from ear to ear, let's head to my neck of the woods downriver. JJ in Lincoln Park, you're on the playground.
Well, it's always a pleasure to talk about Michigan sports, and I was very pleased with their effort that they gave yesterday, and they did a nice job on the road because it's always tough to win in a sold-out Rossage Stadium. They took the crowd out. That defense is spectacular. I think it's safe to say that Don Brown, with all the talent that he's able to muster at Michigan, and if we keep him around for a while, it'll be like the days of my time as an undergrad when Bill McCartney was hosting the defense. It was McCartney's Monsters, and they were always at the top of the nation with their defense. The one thing I just wanted to say, I was pleased that Mr. Robbins, the true freshman that we got, came on, and he did an admirable job in punting, because the last 2 weeks, those shanks that Mr. Hart had in the fourth quarter were giving me consternation for a close game that we'd have to win in the fourth quarter. We need a kicking game. Quinn Nordine has been wonderful. Our kickoff guy's been wonderful. So, and you know, Peoples Jones had the fair catch almost everything yesterday. Once again, today I wake up, and as at my age, I have to live vicariously through the exploits of these teenagers and early 20-something athletes. Today, it's great to be a Michigan Wolverine, and go Blue.
Thanks, JJ. Appreciate that. Yeah, that was going to be the next thing I was going to bring up, was the not seeing Hart in the game punting balls away, that we had a new punter in Brad Robbins.
What?
Yeah.
It was Robbins? It wasn't Nordine?
No.
Well, why'd the announcers keep saying that all game long?
That's a good question. I think because they're still infatuated with the Wild Thing haircut is what it is.
Yeah, they were the same number, and let's just say for the first four punts, until Michigan fans dominated Twitter saying, please tell your broadcasters to get the name right. They finally got it right.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So, just to be known, it was Brad Robbins and not Quinn, the Wild Thing, Nordine. 734-998-1050. Let's head down to North Carolina and talk to David. David, welcome to the playground.
Yes, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing good. How you doing, brother?
Good. Several things. All positive, by the way. Just thought I'd bring that up.
Okay.
First of all, congratulations to Michigan on a win. That was a tremendous win. Purdue actually has a pretty good defense. I think it's probably the best defense that Michigan has faced. with maybe with the exception of Florida, but I don't know that they were all that great either. So, number one, I thought Purdue was obviously trying to be the next Michigan State in terms of playing dirty football. I thought that was just horrible what they did to Spate, and then the targeting calls. You know, when you get two targeting calls in one game, something's wrong with your attitude, I think. So I won't say any more about that. Defense obviously played spectacularly again. I don't have the right vocabulary to say how good our defense is and how good it's going to be, I don't think. Running game. Second half, I thought, was pretty good. It was nice to see Evans get some yardage. Red zone, offense. Wow. What an improvement. And that was very encouraging. I was sorry to see Wilton get hurt, and he got hurt on a very cheap play. But I have to say, and I've never been one that says Spate should be out or Okorn should be in. We should be doing something different. But I got to tell you, from my perspective, Okorn definitely passed the eye test to be the starting quarterback, in my personal view. And I hope that happens come Michigan State. I do hope Wilton is not seriously injured. It doesn't sound like he... I mean, just the fact that it's soft tissue issue, I think, was a tissue injury is encouraging versus something else, but we'll have to see. I think the O-line still needs some work. There were too many people getting to the quarterback without being touched. I thought Okorn made some escapes that were just pretty spectacular, quite frankly. That's my view. I think it was a great second half, great road win. Like you say, 4-0. If we can keep improving, who knows? And that's my take.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the phone call. We'll take one more quick call before we go to break. Rob and Elkert, you're on the playground. Welcome, Rob.
Hey, welcome, my man. Hey, where's Morris? You should have Jamie Morris in on a day like today. Because you know what? We all know low-scoring games at Ross A. Now, come on. Moeller took some bomb squads into West Lafayette. I mean, come on. Ricky Powers and the boys. Woo! And we came out with an L. Now, Jimmy, I love him. He just can coach that football, you know? I live 8 miles east of Indy. And, oh, man, it's going to be – I'm a carpenter. I frame houses.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be obnoxious over in South Bend because they beat Sparty. Yeah, big deal, right? Because we're back. That was – that helmet is back to playing the style of football we're all used to. That Devin Bush, wow, what a player. You know? And it's just great because John Okorn came into that game in a Hollywood set. Just like Jimmy says, how great is that to stick it to your old coach? Man, you know what? It is a great day every day to be a Michigan Wolverine. Go Blue and peace.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, it is a great day to be a Michigan Wolverine. Right, Tonio?
Absolutely.
He's a Spartan fan. Why are you asking him that?
I am not.
Only during basketball season.
I am not.
Only
what
during basketball season.
What are you guys talking about?
Well, we will break down the scores from the Big Ten and the Top 25 in a bit later on in the show, by the way. Yeah, Kirk Herzer was right. Every time we went to the red zone, we scored 3 for 3 in the contest. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about defense. You're listening to The Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.